Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 29, Johannesburg 28, Rustenburg en Mbombela 30 grade.
Ongeluk in Alexandra, dis op die N3 Suid te voor die Erenbuilweg afrit en dan ook stadig verkeer op die N3 Noord voor Linksfieldweg.
Inflasie het vir die eerste keer in 4 maande tot hoër as 3% gestyg tot 3,2% in Januarie. Dit is die derde agtereenvolgende stygings. Dit kom nadat inflasie in Oktober 2,8% bereik het. Statistiek Suid-Afrika se Patrick Kelly.
The fuel index witnessed its third consecutive monthly rise. This took the annual rate to a negative 4.5% from a negative 10.2% in December. The price for inland 95-octane petrol, for example, was R21.59 in January, up from the recent low of R21.05 in October 2024.
Die ANC vergader in Midrand in Johannesburg vandag om sy nuwe provinsiale taakspan aan te kondig. Die party het sy meerderheid verloor na 'n swak vertoning tydens verlede jaar se Mei verkiesings. Cliff Shiko is daar.
The meeting comes after the party's secretary general Fikile Mbalula announced a new provincial task team in KwaZulu-Natal yesterday. The team is expected to oversee the rebuilding and renewal of the ANC structures in the province. The ANC was forced to go into a coalition government and establish government of national unity after losing its majority in the elections. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Midrand.
LP is van die parlement se portefeulje komitee oor maatskaplike ontwikkeling is woedend oor Postbank se versuim om forum te verskyn. Die inligting sessie sou na verwagting gefokus het op kwesbare en toela aansoeke en belastingstelsels. Die komitee se in Tlantla Kwazba.
Postbank, even their technical people, they are not on the ground. Nobody's on the ground. That is the biggest challenge that we are facing. And this sits on social development. It sits on this committee, it sits on the minister. People out there, they know that they are getting their money from social development, not knowing that there is Postbank who's outside of us.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sê die aanpak van ongelykheid en die versekering van ekonomiese stabiliteit is een van die sleutelprioriteite vir Suid-Afrika se G20 presidentskap. Hy het ook beklemtoon dat inklusiewe groei
For nations to flourish, equality and prosperity must be available to everyone, regardless of their gender, of their race, their religious beliefs or economic status.
Ramaphosa het ook sleutelprioriteite vir Suid-Afrika se G20 leierskap uiteengesit.
Our first priority is to take action to strengthen disaster resilience and response. The world is now prone to disasters, both in the developed economy world as well as in the developing economy part of the world.
En Eskom het beerkrag vandag opgeskort. Die kragreis sê sy stelsel is nou weer stabiel. Woordvoerder Daphne Mokoena.
Ongoing planned maintenance stands at 6,660 megawatts in alignment with our summer period maintenance strategy. This increased level of maintenance is necessary to prepare for winter, to further improve reliability and meet license and regulatory requirements.
Ek is nou September menies om 3 uur.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I end up in crisis.
All this time.
I wake up screaming from dreams.